AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. No comment from the White House, but we are told the U.S. had plans to strike Iran, but with just hours to go, called it off. The New York Times reports President Trump approved these strikes, but then pulled back. The targets would have included radar and missile batteries. Sanam Vakil is an expert on Iran and security in the region.
The unknown risks of striking Iran could be quite devastating for the president, just as he's kicked off his campaign and get him dragged into something that he has vehemently stressed that he doesn't want to be involved in.
This planned attack would have been payback for Iran's shootdown of a U.S. surveillance drone. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on that.
The top Air Force commander in the Middle East billed it as a hostile act by Iran.
This was an unprovoked attack.
The president said the U.S. will not stand for it, and asked about a potential response, said repeatedly, "You'll find out." Some top Democrats say they're afraid the president will blunder into a war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The tension with Iran could affect air travelers.
The Federal Aviation Administration is banning all American-registered aircraft from flying over Iranian-administered airspace in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. While the region is crucial to global air travel, the FAA warns there's potential for miscalculation or misidentification there after an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down a U.S. drone yesterday. Matt Small, Washington.
The House Intelligence Committee will interview Russian-born business executive Felix Sater about his behind-the-scenes role in Donald Trump's effort to build a skyscraper in Moscow during the presidential election. This will be a closed-door interview, part of the committee's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. This is AP Radio News. New research shows people are more likely to return a lost wallet if it has money in it.
The more cash, the better. The research involved planting more than 17,000 lost wallets across 355 cities in 40 countries. The wallets that had money in them boosted the response rate. More money was placed in wallets in the U.S. and Poland, and that boosted the return rate even more. Author Elaine Cohn at the University of Michigan says people tend to care about the welfare of others, and they don't want to be considered a thief. Another author, Christian Zuhn at the University of Zurich, said when there is money in the wallet, it suddenly seems like stealing. I'm Ed Donahue.
An early morning fire at a 150-year-old refinery complex in Philadelphia. No injuries reported. Philadelphia Energy Solutions says the oil refining complex is the largest such complex on the eastern seaboard. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.